This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, host of the show, the Captain's America Third Watch, with tomorrow's news tonight. As we broadcast to you from my Studio E here at our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, Felix and the bulk mail haulers doing their job, the FedEx, the UPS guys and gals, and also the suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fuel used this weekend when we have our space shots from over at the Cape. And I got two of them going up over the weekend. And also, let's not forget about Amazon and Warehouse and Amazon, the drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America. And our website is CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And you will even find a link for this guy right here. You'll find a link for this guy right here, Frank Salvato. And Frank Salvato is stuck in limbo. What's going on here? Okay, let me see here. All right. I got to flip a switch here to bring Mr. Frank in here. So hold on a second. I'll be right back with more. Thank you very much, Bobby Palermo, my ace in a hole when something sticks up, like the phone just froze up, Mr. Frank. So, good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You got to like that.
I think it was probably an interceptor from Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, there's a good one. another planet heard from. Yeah, another planet heard from.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Well, let's see here. Real quick, we'll say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because we emphasize that our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Biden administration, we're going to talk quite a bit about this, especially in the second segment. The Biden administration's response to the East Palestine train derailment is simply another example of how reactions have come too little, too late. That comes from Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Dan Muser, who said that. Now, he said, I think this tends to define this administration. He also said that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg showing up a day after Donald Trump and then not bringing the bacon, meaning things with him to give to the people. Donald Trump showed up with truckloads of water and supplies that the people needed. Buttigieg showed up with just himself with a coat that with a vest that wouldn't fit. They had to get him a kiddie's vest to put on to get it to fit him.
Well, I mean, this defines the Biden administration. They simply are inept when it comes to responding to something. And they're always in a delayed fashion. You know, for 2 years and ongoing, the border of the country is still wide open.
Yep.
And how long did it take both Mayorkas and Biden to get down there? And then they didn't even actually get to the border.
Nope.
You know, so you have a disaster like this, and you have a three-week delayed response. You know, think about what would have happened if a Republican president wouldn't have shown up in Ohio for 3 weeks.
They would have impeached him.
They would have. Nancy Pelosi would have started the impeachment proceedings immediately,
mm-hmm.
and we would have said he doesn't care about the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Ineptitude. He wants to hurt the country. Probably in cahoots with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would have heard the whole kitchen sink being thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden does it, and oh well. You know, he's a very busy man, stumbling up Air Force One steps as he's showboating over in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can't, we've got things to do, very important diversity, equity, and inclusion things to do. We can't be bothered with a major chemical spill disaster on the homeland. So, this is just another typical example of why he shouldn't have been elected in the first place, and two, why he shouldn't be reelected if he chooses to run.
Mm-hmm.
But third, this cabal that actually runs him, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Susan Power, Eric Holder, these people need to be expunged from the process altogether. They never left when Obama's term was up. Holder started working on elections state by state, and the three others are back in the administration in one form or another.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, and we are going to get more into this because it definitely is too little too late. How has this affected the Biden administration? We'll tell you. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm talking to my good friend and brother of the badge, Frank Silvato, retired firefighter as I am. And good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I found out something very interesting you led me to over the break, and thank you very much for doing that, because it was not difficult to get the answer. Okay, somebody by the name of Mayor Pete Butthead talked about the natural, when he was mayor, he handled the natural disasters that they had, or something to that effect. Is that correct?
I think the quote was, when I was, during the years that I was mayor, we had our own fair share of natural disasters, and that's what prepared me to handle the natural disaster that happened in Ohio.
Guess what? A simple fact check. No natural disasters happened while Mayor Pete was the mayor where he was at. End of story, period, exclamation mark.
No, wait a second. Are you telling me that he didn't have a tsunami in South Bend?
Nope.
Wait, but it must have been an earthquake, right?
Nope.
So he didn't have a hurricane in South Bend, Indiana?
Nope.
No wildfires?
Nope.
No flooding?
Nope.
He didn't have a meteor hit the middle of Notre Dame's dome?
Nope.
Oh, I'm shocked, because he made it sound like he was so experienced in handling natural disasters. I'm shocked that someone from the Biden administration at that level would lie to the American people.
He told it to ABC News in an interview that we dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human-made. Now, the biggest disaster he probably dealt with were the potholes that he never could fix.
Or his dating life.
Yeah.
We've said this consistently. It bears saying again, the man is not qualified for that position.
No.
One of the few cabinet positions. It's an important one to hold. because the interstate system in our country is something that is under the federal purview. So is the FAA, the railways. It's an important position. It needs to run smoothly. It needs to have someone at the helm who understands it. Even a big city mayor is not necessarily qualified. And South Bend is not a big city, by the way.
No.
It's just not. It's a nice city.
No.
It's home to Notre Dame, but it's not a big city. It's not Chicago. It's not Philadelphia. It's not New York. It's not L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Even those mayors are not overly qualified to run the Department of Transportation because those roles don't lend themselves exclusively to transportation issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like supply chain, the ports, airports. You have to know all of these things. There are people who specialize in this. Pete Buttigieg is not, he's not equipped for the position. He's not equipped to be a big city mayor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. He was an ideological hire because they needed to have a gay man married to mm-hmm. another man to say that they had diversity.
Yep.
Well, we don't work on diversity here in the United States. It's nice that we're a diverse country because we are a melting pot, whether people want to use that term or not.
Yep.
We are immigrants from all over the world here that have come to become a brand new demographic of people called Americans, but we're a meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the free market does for you. The cream of the crop rises. The people who just want to lay back and eat bonbons fall to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have equal opportunity for all. But equity is not in the equation as much as they want to push it.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Buttigieg and the failure of his position in the execution of his job is a perfect example.
Yep. Now let's go to the phone line and find out what Backgammon Bob would like to talk about. Okay there, Backgammon Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. I see where this Marianne Williamson, she was a presidential candidate, I believe, for the Republicans. Back in the previous election. Anyway.
No, she was a Democrat. Democrat.
No, she was a Democrat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a Democrat. Well, she wants to become President Moonbeam.
Right.
And the, I wonder what Frank thought about her and her stuff. And the second thing we want to ask about, what is Frank's opinion on the possibility of doing some nullification for the state of Florida or actually any other state? All right, that's it, Cap.
Okay, thank you, because we talked a lot about nullification on this program, so that's where that got started. Plus, I've talked about it in the speeches I've been giving, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'll touch on the Williamson thing first. I don't. She's showboating, and she's going to raise some stuff, maybe start a PAC, and then pull off of it one way or another just under the radar from the IRS. She's a waste of time, but she would be ultimately better than the president we have. As far as nullification is concerned, DeSantis is already kind of starting to do it. And so is Abbott. When they start taking federal edicts and saying we're not doing that, those are the seeds for nullification. You're going to see it happen more and more. DeSantis has come out and said point blank that this legislative session, the Floridians are going to really enjoy what happens. And to me, that signals a lot of pushback towards the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been doing acts of nullification without calling it that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to see a full-blown use of the word and an explanation of why it's being used done.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start explaining to the people that don't understand that the federal government is not supposed to be a centralized government for all and give mass edicts out, when people start to understand that, like this audience does, then it becomes a natural thing to expect. Federal government's not supposed to have purview over this.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, our governor said no, and our legislature said no, and therefore Florida's not doing it.
Yep. Now,
so, you know, Texas is doing it, South Dakota's doing it, Florida does it, Tennessee does it, you're going to see Arkansas do it, Missouri do it. It's going to become more vogue for governors to do this, and I couldn't be happier.
Now, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, now let me get this out about Kamala Harris, because this just popped up on the radar. Kamala Harris made a claim at Bowie State University on Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris stated that the Biden administration has reduced heating and electricity bills so folks can have more money in their pocket. Well, the answer to that one is a simple hell no. The cost of natural gas rose 6.7% from December 22 to January 23, and electricity has increased 0.5%, according to the latest Consumer Price Index, CPI, in January. Liar, liar, pants on fire, Kamala Harris.
This is the MO of this administration. You run numbers up to an egregious level, and then when you back off your policies and these numbers start to come down, you claim victory? It's like the number of jobs that he says he created. Well, no, those are jobs that return to the market because of your COVID lockdowns.
Right.
And now you're going to run energy prices up to almost historic levels, mm-hmm. and in some places historic levels. And now that you're pulling back on your policies, you're claiming victory?
Mm-hmm.
Disingenuous doesn't begin to explain that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really doesn't. It is a blatant lie. It's a manipulation of the people, and the people, Democrats included, should be really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're looking at you saying, what you're seeing is not real. What you're experiencing is not real. And they expect you to buy it. This is President Gaslight. Mm-hmm. You know, what's this administration? It's the Gaslight administration. They just keep lying to you and telling you it's the truth. They keep feeding you manure and telling you it's candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the media is complicit in this. That's why we just don't have a free media anymore. We don't. Our mainstream media now has a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
They get their talking points and their marching orders, and they just keep going with it. You know, yep. It used to be where the media used to speak truth to power and grill people who were in office to demand answers. Now we don't have anybody who does that.
Mm-hmm. No, and Jeff in Sarasota just chimed in and said, Demo rat administration's lie. Media swears by it.
Well, that's pretty much where we are today.
Yep.
When you have Kamala Harris, who literally manipulated her way into higher political circles, and you know, if you want to know what that means, just ask Brown's ex-wife. I believe she could explain it to you.
Yeah, or what's his face there, Bob? What's the guy that's in California? Well, never mind. We'll get to that when we come back. Hold on there, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And I'm telling you, when we come back, I am going to open it up, both barrels of the double barrel shotgun, a little rock salt to add in there, and we're going to go after these fools in the Biden administration that think that they've done something for the people in East Palestine, Ohio. They haven't done a damn thing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Federal officials are reporting an overheated component on a rail car carrying plastic pellets was likely the cause of the Norfolk Southern train derailment earlier this month in Ohio. A safety alarm warning of an overheated axle and/or bearing went off just before the massive crash. U.S. District Judge Amy Jackson ordered former President Trump and FBI Director Christopher Wray to be questioned in a pair of lawsuits against the Justice Department and the FBI by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. The former agent's text messages gave Trump the proof how the FBI was being politically used against his administration. A judge's ruling in Texas could halt access to an abortion pill across the United States. A group of anti-abortion doctors is asking a district court judge in Amarillo, Texas, to vacate the FDA-approved abortion pill, mifepristone. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thanks very much, Frank. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow.com, the website, and I'll tell you what. I think he's got the whole building on sale right now, including maybe the building. I don't know. But he's got all these markdowns on these products. Some of them are marked down as much as 90%. And you got to go. You got to go to the website, MyPillow.com, and you've got to go to the Radio Listener Specials page to see what I'm talking about. When you go into that page, you'll need the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and snoop around and see what's going on. But he's got sale prices up to 90% off. Products that are in there. Unbelievable. Ladies, you can shop till you drop and just take it all the way to the bank with the money you saved. Now, Radio Listener Specials page is the page on MyPillow.com to go to. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459 to get these great, great, great radio specials. Pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, pajamas, wow, and double wow. The prices are phenomenal right now. 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Let's go to the phone line, and we've got Mary on the line here. So here we go. Mary, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. If it took Seattle, the business owners in Seattle, 3 years to litigate against that Chaz and Chop issue back 3 years ago, if it took that long for just that one little issue to work its way through the court, I don't think you have a chance at all of changing the federal government. At the rate that it changes, I think that most people that think like we do are going to be dead and gone. If you don't address the election fraud, you're not going to be able to vote these people out because you can't beat a rigged system. So I don't really know what the answer is here. But people aren't listening to people like us. and they're still out there.
Well, you're not going to the right place, and we'll answer that for you. Thank you. First of all, Frank, I have never had a more observant and attentive audience as I did the other night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and I had everybody's undivided attention there in that room. And, I mean, they were listening to every word I said. That's the first time I can honestly say that and mean it. I've had it happen a couple times so far this year. People right now are really paying attention. They've had it. They've absolutely had it.
Well, whenever you have an economy that hits people in the wallets like this, and you couple it with a suppression of freedom, people start to pay attention. This is not the first time this has happened in this country. We saw it with the gas lines under Jimmy Carter. People were calling him the worst president, and Biden is now just taking that mantle. There's no comparison anymore. So before Jimmy Carter passes, he finally got off number one on that list.
Yep.
But see, there isn't the answer. She said she doesn't know what the answer is. Well, Mary, the answer is the states taking back the power that they were supposed to have in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the local government up in Seattle would have said, we're going to prosecute these people, then that would have happened. They sat on their laurels. They are liberal in Seattle. They tended to almost agree with them. So the people, you know, politics is local. If you elect people who are going to tolerate Antifa burning your business down, then you get what you voted for.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say, you know, this is enough, and they burned my business down, and there's got to be a change, and they vote in people who want to actually enforce the laws that are on the books, these people would have been tried, and they would have been convicted already.
Yep.
This is why you don't see Antifa come and wreaking havoc down in Florida. Why? We have a governor and an attorney general who won't tolerate it. Our legislature passes laws and says if you show up like that in mass, even if you just impede traffic, you're going to jail. You know, so the answer is nullification and the states taking back the power from the federal government that the federal government wasn't authorized to have in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need, as much as I want to see a convention of states to try to attack the issue at the federal level, you don't necessarily need that to affect meaningful and effective change. You need governors like Ron DeSantis and supportive legislatures like we have in Florida who can say no to the federal government. And I'm telling you, Matt, if they could figure out a system to be able to intervene in the remittance of federal income taxes so that they only give the federal government what the Constitution authorizes them to have,
mm-hmm.
that formula will change the country and for the better. Because it will starve the federal government to death, and they won't be able to legitimize the printing of money to cover their spendthrift ways.
Mm-hmm.
So nullification, the clawing back of the powers to the state the way it was meant to be, and an internal neutering of the federal income tax system to force them into something that actually uses our consumption habits rather than our income to tax. And now we've got, we're forcing the federal government back into its box. We may not see it in our lifetime. We could certainly set the seeds for it. And that would be a legacy to leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've been talking a lot about this. You and I have talked about it for a number of years. But just this past couple of months, the events that I spoke at, I've been talking a lot about it. And I've been explaining it. And the people are getting it. They're understanding what we're saying. And they understand it. We got to get on the phone, and we got to get our congressmen involved. We got to get our state representatives involved. We got to let them know that we're paying attention to this, and we know what we have to do. And if they don't do it, they're gone. We're going to vote them out. Goodbye. See ya.
One of the big things to do when you're dealing with your elected officials, especially at the state level, is you always have to be respectful when you have contact with them. But don't be afraid to explain what you're trying to say to them. Don't automatically assume that they understand what nullification is and what the benefits are. Go ahead and enumerate a couple things that would help the state, that would make the state a better place to live, because anything that helps the people, they're for, because it looks good on their resume when they run for re-election. You want to broach the subject of intervening in the remittance of federal income tax? Remind them that if they do, they get to keep some of that money back here for the state. I've never met a politician in the world who says, "Nah, we don't really want to have access to more money."
Right.
Even Republicans go, "Really? You mean to tell me we could have more revenue stream coming in?" So feel free to do that. But don't be scared to explain things to them. Make an argument for the case, because that gives them something to chew on and maybe even bring up on the floor during a debate. But always be respectful. If you start saying, "Hey, pinhead," that goes to the garbage.
Yeah, and when people start calling people names and they start calling them, you know, vile names and this, that, and the other, they just turn around and they go, "I'm not listening."
Yeah, and we're better than that. The left may not be, because they love to use labels, they love to call names, and they've made hating into an art form. But people who actually, you know, libertarians, conservatives, Republicans, most of the independents that I know, they're respectful people. They want to see a solution to a problem. They don't necessarily like to get up and scream victimhood. And I was, more and more I hear people lamenting that, boy, they'd really like to go back to the days before everybody was a victim and before everybody had a special label. And all of that garbage came out of the Democrat bastions of this country, especially out of California and the West Coast.
Now let me run.
Everybody's got to be a victim.
Let me run something by you real quick before we run out of time. You and I both know that every war that has been started over the last, I don't know, 100 years has been started by a Democrat.
Shocking you would mention that. That is the onus, and I go through each of the conflicts from Jefferson's day in the headline piece over at Underground USA.
That's why I mentioned
all the dates, the documentations. It's something to keep in mind. Democrats are the one that starts the wars.
You betcha. Okay, to be continued on Monday. Can't wait. Have a great weekend, and stay warm.
Stay low, Michael.
All righty. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. A privilege and an honor to have him on the program. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, who was that masked man? And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around for a number of years. And for those of you that don't know about it, maybe you're new to the show, if you need to have blinds, shades, or shutters that are made in the USA, that's important to me, you can call them up on the phone at 941-922-2345, and they just might send it along to you. And you can take care of them yourself, save yourself some money. And if you're local, you can stop by the store, you can set up an appointment, or you can pick whatever it is you want to pick. And guess what? All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. So you'll be able to get that encased in things, too. Now, they offer on-site cleaning, installation, parts and repairs in the local area only. And you can call them again at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And I swear by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are really the real deal. When they tell you something, that's it. That's it. Everybody knows Dominic's Blinds and Decor because they've been around forever, it seems like. And they're still going strong. 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And in the meantime, we've got the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback on the line here, Patrick Hyland. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. And everybody have a safe Friday. Have a great weekend. We have spring training for baseball kicking off today, Captain. Little first pitch action. Can't wait, and should be a great turnout all across Florida and all across Arizona. So the guys have already reported to camp, stretched it out, loosened up, play a little ball here for about a month here in Florida and Arizona, and then they head out to their home parks and get it going on. A lot of teams this year have a shot, Captain. I think there's going to be some dark horses to come through and make some things happen. I don't know if it's going to be your Yankees and Dodgers and your Astros and Dodgers again and, you know, all the favorites over there. I think
you got to remember one thing when you think baseball.
Yes, sir.
On two, on three.
You ready?
Yes,
me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. All righty. Yes.
Yes,
Harry Carey. It'll never go away. Never.
No.
Thank you very much.
Harry Carey.
Thank you very much to Harry. I'll tell you what. That song will always be in my forte. I will never get rid of it.
Nah, man, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. He was great. He was a lot of fun. He was a real guy, like you and I, Captain, and that's what it's all about, you know. If people could just be real and treat people the way they want to be treated and enjoy life and bring enjoyment and happiness to others, that's what it's all about. Man. So that's fun.
I'll have to drag my little movie star along with me to a baseball game. All right.
There you go.
All right, hang on. I think we got a caller, and it's probably a sports question, so here we go. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's the sports question?
But the sports question, Captain, is what, if anything, can the NBA do about teams tanking in order to gain draft position? Because they got a real super one, Victor Wembanyama, who's like 7'4" and plays like a guard, shoots like God. And my possible solution to this is that maybe they need to expand the lottery so more teams could have a potential chance at it. Therefore, tanking wouldn't guarantee it as much.
All right, what do you think, Patrick?
That's a great question he brings up. I'll tell you, out of all the sports, I think basketball, when it comes to tanking, is better than most because at least you tank thinking you're going to get the first pick. You might have a few more lottery balls, Captain, but guess what? Your lottery number might not be picked, so you're not guaranteed by tanking, and that doesn't make your fans endure you, and it doesn't look good to the crowd. That's a tough one. I wish they would do something different with the drafting, you know, because Bob's 100% right. The tanking of sports when it comes to this drafting is getting silly. And, you know, I've said at times, why even play the game when you know the other team's just going to tank? But, no, that's never going to happen, unfortunately, Captain. So, but, no, that's great. No, since we're talking a little bit of basketball, Captain, let's bring that up. Durant, great player. He's targeting March 1st for his debut with the Phoenix Suns.
Mm-hmm.
If they can make the final push to make the playoffs. And the Hawks, they're looking to hire Quinn Snyder, great coach, Captain. He's overseas right now, but they did a virtual call with him yesterday, and it looks like, you know, he's going to be their new head coach. They let go of McMillan go. Good coach, good player back in his day. Just wasn't seeming to, you know, have the locker room. They were just kind of milling around in the 500 level. So now, you know, maybe bring in Snyder to bring in a culture of, hey, you know, if you don't want to play, it's okay. We'll get rid of you. We're not going to put up with mediocrity here. And these guys might see a new coach and go, okay, he's not playing. Let's go. So that's it on the basketball front. But talk a little bit about football, Captain, a few things. The Rams looking to release the linebacker, Wagner. Very excellent linebacker, helped to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm curious. He'll land somewhere. Someone will take a shot on him.
We got money. We got more cap now, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind having him here in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. I think he could do some good for these kids and help them out. So we'll see what happens there. And then Eric Bieniemy, Captain, he was the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs that won the Super Bowl this year. He decided to take a shot over in Washington with, you know, that football team and see if he can do some things there. Ron Rivera's a nice guy. But LeSean McCoy, man, this guy was a great running back at the University of Pittsburgh. He played for Kansas City just briefly in 2019 when they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, oh, Bieniemy never got involved in the passing game and this and that. I don't know why he's bad-mouthing the guy. He's a nice guy. and hard worker and done well. So, and even Andy Reid said, no. And you know what? Benjamin handled it with class, Captain. He said he's entitled to his own opinion. He's probably going to be a Hall of Fame running back. He was a great ball player, but, you know, I'm not going to get involved in any of those distractions. So that was pretty cool. And Mr. Rogers, Aaron Rodgers, included his partner's retreat. So we'll see. You know, if he goes to the Jets, Captain, I'd be very interested to see that. And if they're going to take a shot, you know, how do you know with this guy? Great quarterback. Does he still have something left in his tank? We'll find out if he's Mike Brady.
Well, wasn't there somebody by the name of Brett Favre that did that?
Isn't that funny? Yeah. But the thing with Rodgers, man, he threatens to retire every day almost, it seems like. Come on, Aaron. Are you going to play or aren't you? Let's stop it. And if I'm going to trade for you and I have to give up draft picks, I need you to be committed to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that needs to be handled. And, Captain, talking about commitment, I think you can vouch for me on that. I'm committed to my clients. I help out people with their insurances every day. I'd love to help the people right now. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. I can save you money or get you a better insurance product. Whatever it is, anything on your mind when it comes to insurance, give me a call. If I don't have the answers, I know you're a vice president or an associate of an insurance company that can get the answers for us and make sure that you get taken care of right. And on the military benefits, I have my connections for that to make sure we get you everything we can. So it behooves you to give me a call. My name is Patrick Kylan. You hear me on the Captain Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the 5 o'clock hour, and it's a pleasure. And it's a pleasure talking to the audience. So please feel free to give me a call, 813-966-1052. Feel free to ask me a question. Captain, I will be at Heritage Owls here in about an hour and some change, getting geared up to play in a veterans golf tournament, and looking forward to that. Representing the Wounded Veterans Relief Fund.
Okay.
So I want to do it for those guys. And, man, a lot of Marine guys out there and Army guys.
Have fun.
I appreciate it, Captain. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Yep.
Please, this flagship station, catch the show from 11 to 12. The
all
Sports
right.
Zone, Sunday morning.
Right.
And NASCAR should be great this weekend. God bless, Cap. Bye now.
All right. Patrick Hyland. And by the way, as I said, baseball starts up.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Yep. The Florida Grapefruit League starts up. I'm telling you, fun, 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 fun. Baseball season is here. That means summer's right around the corner. Holy cow. Yeah, it's snowing up north, but it ain't snowing down here, folks. Have yourself a great weekend. I'll see you tonight in the weekend edition. For the rest of you, see you Monday morning, 2 a.m.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.